Now, In Depth with Francis Rose.
Thanks for joining us this Thursday, October 29th, 2015. It's 5 minutes past the hour. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Francis today. Our producers are Lauren Larson, Eric White, Sam Ufrit, and Matt Wingfield. Our web editors are Jory Heckman and Mike O'Connell. Coming up on In Depth with Francis Rose, lawmakers say the IRS commissioner hasn't done enough to restore their trust in the agency, and winning at FITARA won't necessarily mean just following the playbook. Those stories and much more during this hour of In Depth with Francis Rose. First up, though, the Federal Emergency Management Agency may have improperly handed out $250 million in disaster relief funds to Hurricane Sandy survivors who were already covered by their own insurance. That's according to a new audit by the Homeland Security Department's Office of Inspector General, which used data analytics tools to spot potential improper payments. The OIG found up to 29,000 Sandy aid applicants may have gotten the payments, even though they had insurance. John Kelly is Assistant Inspector General for Emergency Management Oversight at DHS, and he joins us now to talk about the findings. Mr. Kelly, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So how is the process actually supposed to work in order to prevent potential fraud based on the Stafford Act and other federal laws? What's FEMA supposed to be doing to make sure they don't make payments to people who have their own insurance?
Well, after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, there were a lot of people who applied for disaster assistance, and FEMA was not doing pretty much any verification of the applicants that were applying. After that, the Congress passed the Post-Katrina Reform Act that required FEMA to do a lot of verification in using databases to make sure that the information people were submitting was correct. Since that point in time, FEMA has done a very good job in verifying the accuracy of the applicants, the names and their social security numbers, and they're doing a good job on trying to verify the accuracy of the primary residence of those applicants. One of the other areas that they need to do some more work in, though, is verifying whether or not applicants have insurance that will be paying for the effects of a disaster.
Because in this case, it looks like the only verification they were doing is basically asking people to self-certify that they did or did not have insurance, right?
That is correct.
And is there, do we have any hard numbers? Well, let me ask you this. Talk us through the process that the OIG used to come up with at least an estimate of how many people may have falsely claimed that they didn't have insurance and then got payments.
What we did is we worked with FEMA, and they gave us a list of all the applicants who receive disaster assistance under the Individuals and Household Program. And that database contained information on the names, the type of payments they received from FEMA, for example, whether or not it was to repair a home, pay off an automobile that was affected, whether or not it was for the furniture in their residence, things like that. We worked with an organization called the National Insurance Crime Bureau, NICB, which is an organization that is put together by the insurance companies to make sure that people aren't submitting multiple claims for the same damages. We did a one-time bump with NICB, and as you pointed out, there are about 29,000 individuals who received disaster assistance from FEMA, who had also submitted claims to their insurance company during the time of Sandy.
And so is there a process to claw back payments to individuals who, perjury is probably not the wrong word, but wrongly certified that they had no insurance and then got government funds?
There is. FEMA has a recoupment process that they, after they make payments, FEMA is under a lot of pressure to get payments out very quickly. And in some instances, those payments are made improperly so that they have to reach back out to those applicants who receive those assistance and then get the money back from them.
And that need for speed in these situations is probably key here. Could FEMA practically have done a process similar to the one you used, compared the records of applicants against the NICB database and been able to do some verification in a timely manner?
The way it's set up right now, the answer to that is no. If you put yourself in the shoes of a applicant or a someone who just got affected by a disaster, they will apply for insurance that they've been paying for at a time shortly after the disaster. And that might be shortly after they also are reaching out to FEMA for assistance. FEMA gets out to the disaster areas very quickly and sets up operations to take calls from people who were affected by the disasters and register those individuals.
So on, as far as improper payments, that almost automatically puts you in kind of a pay and chase mode. Is there a process they could build that would speed things up as far as verification on the front end?
If they continue working with the private sector, more than likely, there will be entities that will be collecting all this information. They really need to start getting a database of insurance policies, not necessarily just insurance claims, and that would give them a better basis. And then FEMA can continue to make initial payments to some of these individuals in the event that the insurance companies are taking a longer time to get the assistance to them, and then keep them on a receivable account. So that they repay those monies that were advanced to them at a later date.
Based on the OIG's work and whatever internal work FEMA is doing itself, do we know how much of these potential improper payments might be recovered?
They will have to go through those the examples that we provided them, the 29,000. Our detailed work looked at 41 individual applicants who received assistance, and we identified about a third of those individuals were improperly paid. We did not do that statistically, so I can't tell you that one-third of that $250 million that we identified that was potentially improperly paid. The detailed work will have to determine that.
Understood. In our final minute, any other recommendations that you made to FEMA that could help with this situation that they are either planning or not planning to implement?
Actually, FEMA was very responsive to us on this work. They've agreed to implement all three recommendations that we made. They're going to continue to work with the private sector to try to find a solution for this problem. They're going to be reviewing the information that we have provided to them and initiate collection actions where that is appropriate. I think it was a good working relationship between us and FEMA.
All right. John Kelly, the Assistant Inspector General for Emergency Management Oversight within the DHS OIG. Thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome.